Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I'm happy to have my guest today. We were just talking. Actually, Miss Jersey County,
97. Miss Jersey County and Little Miss in 1985.
Wow. Love it. Love it. I love having all these queens in the studio. So I have with me Darcy Ward. She's a young, beautiful entrepreneur. And she has three dance studios in Florissant, Alton, and Jerseyville. DK Dance. And I had to ask you, what's the DK? I know it's Darcy.
Darcy, and then my middle name is Kay, K-A-Y. So Darcy Kay.
Yes, makes sense. Darcy Kay. Now, Darcy Kay. Does anybody ever call you Darcy Kay?
Only my parents. Okay. My mom used to, when she was mad, she would scream, "Darcy Kay, get in here."
Yes, so. As you were dancing on the kitchen table.
Right, right, in front of the TV.
And you were getting no applause.
No applause, just yelled at.
Yes. So, Darcy, of course, you grew up in here, grew up in Jersey County.
Did
you grow up on a farm?
No, I grew up in town. Just off of State Street, just a block off of State Street on Liberty.
Well, we know you're heavy into dancing and
yes.
have been, but what age did that start?
My mom put me in dance at 3, and I danced through high school and then went away to college and danced in college too.
And you danced in college. What kind of dancing did you do, or how'd you do that?
Yeah, so I went to Missouri Valley College out in Marshall, Missouri, mm-hmm. which is actually about the size of Jerseyville, maybe a little smaller than Jerseyville,
okay.
which was, it was a lot like high school, honestly.
Okay.
And I got a business degree and a dance minor, mm-hmm. and I cheered on the competitive co-ed cheer squad and then coached the dance team my junior and senior year at the college. Yeah.
Super. So when did you first open up your dance studio and where did you open up?
Yeah. So I opened in 2006 in Florissant, Missouri. I had been teaching for a lady who owned two studios, one in O'Fallon, Missouri, and I was teaching for her at her O'Fallon location. And, just in conversation, she said, "Have you ever wanted to own a studio?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know."
So you hadn't really thought about it.
I hadn't really thought about it. It had always been kind of my dream to work in the corporate world.
Oh.
Until I worked in the corporate world. And because I worked for Anheuser-Busch. I was working for Anheuser-Busch and just teaching dance like a couple
on
of nights
side.
On the side just because I loved it.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "Do you want to buy my studio in Florissant?" And I was like, "Well, maybe."
Yeah.
And so
how
I did.
How old were you then?
I was in my 20s,
mid to late 20s. Okay.
And so I worked full-time for Anheuser-Busch, and I lived in St. Charles at the time, worked full-time for AB, and bought the studio and was doing that every night of the week. So long days for a couple of years until the studio really blossomed and we got enough students where I could like use that as my full-time income.
Okay. A question I have as an entrepreneur,
yes.
a successful one.
Uh-huh.
What did you see in the existing business, the existing studio that you took over? What changes did you make to make that place so much more successful?
So, because I had a business degree and I had worked in the corporate environment,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of things that I saw that she was doing, like running it more as a hobby,
mm-hmm.
and not, she was doing it because she loved dance and didn't really have the business acumen to run an actual business.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of things that I changed because at Anheuser-Busch, I worked as an efficiency consultant for their wholesalers.
Yeah.
And I'd go in and restructure their sales and delivery routes to make
more efficient,
to save on fuel, to
sure.
save on time. And
yeah.
so there are a lot of things that I saw, you know, minor things that she was doing and major things that she was doing that like just didn't make sense to my brain.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, We changed the registration software. We changed how we did payments. Marketing. I did marketing. I advertised and marketed. Uh-huh. And, she wasn't doing any of that stuff. So when I took over, when I bought her out, she had 67-ish students on her books, which you're really not guaranteed that those people are going to stay, right?
Right.
So they could go down the street to a different studio and...
being said, what did you do to keep them there? Did you keep them all?
I think we kept most of them, and we actually started our first season with about 130 kids.
Nice.
Yeah. So just
you doubled it.
I doubled it to start within a couple of months too, because we made the announcement in maybe June and we started classes in September.
Was that due to advertising? Started advertising?
I did.
Yeah.
And it was guerrilla marketing back then. We were walking neighborhoods. I was paying my dancers to walk with me.
And leave out
And we'd put flyers on doorknobs, and it was really... we really went in.
You hit Florissant hard.
We did. We hit all of those neighborhoods that were surrounding the location pretty hard. And luckily, we had an Emo's. We were in a strip mall. We had an Emo's right next door to us.
Yeah.
And I made friends with those guys.
Yeah.
And they put my flyers on their boxes.
Nice.
Stuck them on their boxes for me. And
boxes.
Their pizza boxes that went out for delivery.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was real nice. That was major. I was like, I'll send my families here, what mom wants to be running their kids to dance and
they
whatever.
Drop them off, pick up a pizza.
Yeah. Dinner's made.
Yeah.
So it worked out for both of us.
Yeah.
We grew out of that spot and moved down the street into a larger location. And, that location just kind of blossomed from there. So,
what made you decide, I need to open up another studio?
Because
I know Alton probably came next.
Yeah, Alton came next. That didn't, it was, I had no intention of opening a second location, mm-hmm. to be real honest, and an opportunity kind of fell in my lap. And so I did it. That was in 2017. So, quite a bit later. And we thought we had everything figured out. You've been running your business for a little bit. And, mm-hmm. We were over 10 years old at that point. So I'm like, I can do this. We could just copy this model to Alton. Well, I mean, that's what I thought I could do. But you really just can't do that when it's a completely different community and, mm-hmm. Different schedules and things. So what worked in Florissant didn't necessarily work in Alton, but we figured it out.
Okay.
So,
but how about, did you advertise?
We did. We advertised, and then, Facebook was that's your main advertisement. Uh-huh. Everybody's on their phone. So we took to Facebook and did a lot of our advertising there. So that helped us. And Alton has continued to grow year after year. So,
mm-hmm. And that was,
2017.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, then all of a sudden, you come to Jerseyville.
And then I come to Jerseyville.
Number three.
Yeah. So we opened in 2020, as you know.
Now, why did you want to come to Jersey? Just to come home? Just to say, hey, actually, I came from here, and I'm going to put together a good dance studio.
Well, I had moved back here. I had moved from St. Charles and moved back home. My son was young. I wanted to be around my parents. And I had a lot of people asking, when are you going to open here? We see you on Facebook. We see what you're doing. We're seeing, how successful your programs are. And, when are you coming to Jerseyville? And I was like, I don't know, One studio is a lot. And then two studios, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know if I want to do three. And then, I don't know, somehow.
Just kind of worked out.
It just worked out, and we did it. So,
hey, if you're just joining us, I have Darcy Ward. She's with DK Studios, Dance Studios, and we're talking about dancing. Yeah. Craig's over there. We're talking about it. He's over there dancing on his desk. Get down, Craig. He's getting so excited. Could Craig join? Could he get some dance lessons from you?
Any
of that?
Sure. Anybody's
eligible?
For sure. We actually start our dancers at 18 months in a toddler move and groove class.
And okay, wait a minute.
So you could barely walk, but we're going to teach you how to dance.
Who's your market? Who are you looking for? Are you looking for like 2-year-olds? I mean, are you really? Are you going early?
We stay late? We do look for young, those kiddos who maybe haven't even entered pre-K program yet. You know, it helps them with coordination and rhythm and, you know, following directions, all of those things that are going to be helpful and make them successful in school when they get to school, standing in line and, you know, all of those things that are just valuable life skills. Mm-hmm. So we start them young and they have fun, and their parent or guardian or whoever, mom, dad, grandma, whoever wants to bring them, they get to participate and have a fun activity with their kiddo.
Okay. So the parents, they get to stay and watch or not?
They participate in that, Todd, that first.
Okay.
In those kind of like first steps toddler classes. Mm-hmm. They do participate in that. We kind of wean them off.
The parents.
Wean the parents out of the class. The kids at some point like just don't care. They just want to be there because they've made friends and, you know, they're having a good time. And they're just like, you know, kind of leave me alone.
What is the prime age for a young dancer? What do you say? It's like, you know, like, I'm saying in your education, like what is like kind of the perfect age that the teachers love teaching, which is that?
Ooh, I think the sweet spot is like the 5 and 6 year olds.
Really?
Because they've had a little bit of school and they know how to behave.
Yeah.
So it makes the class easier and fun to teach. You're not just wrangling kids running around all the time.
Right.
So
but what makes them better though, more enjoyable than like a 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old starts kind of getting a mouth on them.
No.
They want to talk back, and they sometimes get a little attitude. So, you know, those 5 and 6 year olds, they're the ones that just love on you. They think you're as a teacher, they think you're a princess, and they just want to come in and give you a hug, and just they have the best time. So,
yes. I actually substitute taught once. Okay. I mean, I did it off and on over the years, you know, and I did a first grade class once and I had so much fun.
They just love you.
Yeah. You know, and everything you say or do is so funny.
Oh yeah. They think you're great.
Yeah. But after that day, I was exhausted.
I remember when I used to teach. And I don't teach anymore. I stopped teaching about 3 years ago as the businesses got bigger and like it's just more to handle. But, you know, when you teach from like 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night, you get in your car and you like, I don't even want to drive home. I'm just going to sleep in my car. Like, I'm so tired, you know. And if you when you make it home, then you just sit there and you're like, I can't even walk in the house. Like, I'm so tired. But it just takes everything out of you.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yeah. You know what? It might be if somebody's listening to this, right? If they ever wanted to be a dance teacher, it's also a workout, and you get paid.
Oh yeah!
So it's like
win-win.
Hey, win-win.
And you're
win,
teaching
win.
Kids, and they're having fun, and they just think you're the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
So your teachers, tell me about your teachers. As far as what about them? Do they love what they do?
Oh yeah. So, you know, all of our teachers grew up as dancers, so they have had that teacher who has made a difference in their lives.
Okay.
And I think that they think about that and making a difference in those kids' lives. You know, because a very, very small percentage of these kids are going to go on to be professional dancers.
Sure.
Just like any sport.
Coaching anything.
Coaching anything, you know, whatever it's like 0.001% to get into the NFL. You know, whatever that is. It's the same way with dance. Dance is a super competitive market. But we're giving these kids life skills. You know, we're teaching them time management and discipline and respect and, you know,
accomplishing goals
and, you know, giving them self-esteem and that confidence to go on stage and, you know, perform in front of a bunch of people. Like all of those things are so great.
They
are. And it built me. It taught me how to do all the things.
And you've got some confidence, don't you?
Yeah, I try.
Yeah. I mean, but it builds confidence.
Right. It does. It absolutely does. So, you know, our teachers are really teaching those life skills through dance steps.
They sure are.
So that's a super cool thing.
What do you got? As far as your programs, okay, what do you got going as far as programs go?
Well, we really, we've really tried to give a lot of variety. So you really pick your journey. If you want to be, you know, a recreational dancer that is takes one class a week, like we offer that. Mm-hmm. If you want to have be a competitive dancer but don't want to fully commit to like an elite level, we have
that.
We have that opportunity where they do a couple of dances at a few competitions a year, a little more training, and then we have like an elite team that actually is run out of our Florissant location, which we have almost 70 dancers on that team that, you know, they are very focused on training and technique and all of those things. And they do several competitions regionally and nationally. And then now we have a cheer program that we run out of our Alton location that's an all-star cheer program that has grown out of control in only three seasons. We went from 29 athletes to 44 athletes to now 64 athletes this season. And we have a team of coaches that are passionate and just love what they do. And we've got just a great group of kids. So, you know, you can really pick your journey. How much you want to do, you can do as much or as little or whatever. Just it's up to you and your budget and your, you know, your family time. And, you know, with more, there's more commitment, of course.
Sure.
So we try to make it as friendly to whatever you want to do.
Hey, who has went through your program? Who's the most successful person you've ever had go through your program?
Oh,
has really made some made some appearances or whatever, you know? Who you got? I mean, besides you, of course.
Thanks. You know, we have a lot of successes. And like I talked about life skill wise, like we have a lot of professionals that have come through our program in a lot of different occupations, mm-hmm. right?
But as far as dancing goes,
dance,
have you had anybody go pro dancing?
I have. I actually have a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
No way.
Currently, yes. Her name is Kayla Hayes. She started when she was 6 years old.
So in your program.
Like, in my program. She's like a little baby. And she was on our very first competitive team. And she's now dancing with the Cowboys. So I'm actually going to see her in a couple of weeks for their first home preseason game. So I'm
now,
really
how exciting
about
is that?
Oh, I mean, I've been to one of their games before. And the first time I saw her out on the field, I was like, boo-hooing, you know, just crying. You just get so proud, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, I mean, a lot of these girls were my kids before I had my kid.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, you spend so much time with them.
Now, what does it take? What did it take for her to get that team, get on that team? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough team.
I mean,
team.
How good do you have to be?
They're America's sweethearts, so you have to be good,
yeah.
And you have to be the total package. You have to be able to interview. You have to be able to do promotional work and be able to speak, you know, with broadcasters. And you have to have that physical training that
you can do about anything.
You can do about anything at the drop of a hat. And, you know, it's a pretty rigorous process, application process, and send in videos. And then they do, you know, a second round of that. And then they do interviews. And then they do, you know, training camp. And, you know, it was exhausting for me. I get a phone call every night. And, you know, they practice from like 7 to 10 every night because they're working, adults too. She called me and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted. It's so hard tonight or whatever, you know. And you just, you be that cheerleader for your cheerleader, you know. You just keep coaching.
What's the easy way for people to, if they hear this and they go, I don't want to get my little person signed up, and it could be a boy or a girl.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy or girl. you know, our age ranges from 18 months, like I said, to really on the kids' side, 18 years. We do run some adult classes throughout the season. They're more on the fitness side. But just going to our website, www.dkdancepro.com.
Yeah.
And find all the information there.
Okay. We got to mention one thing before we're about out of time.
But okay.
Tell me quickly about this other thing. You just can't quit. You remind me of somebody, but I don't know who it is. So somebody, it'll come to me. The baseball barn. What is the baseball barn?
Yeah. So I had a pole barn that we didn't really use for anything. And my son plays baseball and he's 11 now.
What's his name?
Zach.
Okay.
And he is awesome. And I am a very, very proud sports mom. He used to dance and I was a very proud dance mom, but he's switched to the sports side. So we had this pole barn and I was like, this would be great to turf and put a cage in and have it for Zach to practice. And then I was like, we can run a business out of this. We ought to just make another business. So it's called the All-Star Fieldhouse, and that website is allstarfieldhouse.com, and you can book for a team, an individual. We have a cage. We have a pitch machine. It's turf.
Really nice.
Yeah. And it's fun, and the kids can go in there, and teams. We have a lot of teams that rent from us, and they come in for their winter practices, and we're getting ready to start booking for all the winter practice season. So
that is great.
Yeah,
that's great. And
do they come and go
on their own?
They do. So
how do you handle that?
So they book online, pay online, and then they receive a door code.
Okay.
And you code in, and
you got cameras,
and we got cameras, and just it.
Makes it easy.
It makes it
easy. You don't even have to show up.
No. Yeah. it's the easiest business model I've had so far. But yeah, it's fun. So, and Zach loves it.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Well, we'll be looking forward to him having a heck of a batting average, won't we?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes. Darcy, we've ran out of time. It's been so joyful having you today.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you out there. And just think that you are a very good, nice product out of Jersey County to come back. We're glad to have you back. So
thank you so much.
You're
welcome. I appreciate it.
Good night.